The Hit List. KMFM.
So welcome to the UK, very chill.
Thank you, Glenn.
So coming from the US to the UK, obviously, there aren't that many differences, but what's your biggest sort of like culture shock?
You know, I live in New York City, so I find New York to be the most similar to London of all of America. But I think the biggest culture shock is probably just how kind and polite everyone is. In New York, we tend to be a little bit more aggressive. Yeah. And everyone's like, sorry, I'm sorry. A lot of like apologizing and like being just, you know, sweet and polite here. I think that New York could learn a lesson from.
Have you ever been to Canada?
Yes, I have. And
who's
they
more
are
polite?
The ultimate nice. Yeah, no, Canada is... Canada takes the cake.
Are you meaning to say that Canadians are nicer than the British?
Oh. Let's just talk about my music, man.
Okay, got it.
So I don't know about these international relation wars you're making me start.
just kicking some few things off. We like the controversy. So the music, so your new single Fight Song is out in the UK on August the 21st. How did the song come about?
I've been trying to make this career happen for quite a long time, and I was facing a lot of self-doubt and a lot of like rejection and closed doors, and it was getting hard to remember to believe in myself. But for some reason, I just wouldn't give up. Like no matter how hard things got, I wouldn't quit. And Fight Song was written right at that time when I was making a decision again. Do I keep going or do I cave? And it was this declaration that I wasn't going to give up on myself.
I have a lot of people kind of, because this is a sort of song that a lot of people take on like for their own personal sort of stories and their own personal little struggles. Have you got a lot of contact from the song from a lot of people saying that it's really helped them through a lot of stuff?
Oh, it's just incredible. You know, if you look on any social media, there's a hashtag campaign that we started. It's My Fight Song. And early on, we asked listeners to, or asked, you know, fans, anyone that's been affected by the song, to submit their story. What does the song help them overcome? What is it helping you struggle to overcome? And the reaction is just incredible. These stories, they break my heart and they inspire me and they remind me and renew, you know, my faith in what I'm doing every day.
Is there any story that you could tell back to us that's probably one of your favorite ones so far that's kind
yeah.
of really spurred you on?
Yeah, this is one that happened early on before any, you know, of this praise that happened in the industry or internationally. A woman named Christine Luckenbaugh heard the song. She had tumors that returned after 15 years in remission. She's a mom of three kids. And she sent out an email to all of her friends and family saying, look, unfortunately, these tumors have returned, but I don't want you to be sad for me. I want you to listen to this song and I know how I'm feeling, which is strengthened and empowered. Hmm. And her niece reached out to me and said, look, I don't know what else you have going on, but if nothing else happens in your life, please know that you've changed this woman's life.
That's amazing.
And we decided to, it was incredible. And we decided to do something more. So we flew there with a film crew and we invited all 150 of her friends and family that she had emailed to come learn the song. And we all surprised her with a concert and they all sang it for her. It was probably one of the most beautiful things I've been a part of.
That's amazing. So would you say that Fight Song's probably one of the most important songs that you've ever written?
Oh, hands down. Yeah.
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 So this is album number three. Is that on the way?
Yeah. You know, the first album, I don't count that really. It was this, someone put it up on Wikipedia and like did their research and found it. It was like this thing that I made in college with a couple of friends in a dorm room.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's like not really an album, but so I'm for all intents and purposes, this honestly feels like my debut album.
Okay.
Even Be Here, the one I did in 2011, was a collection of demos. I've never really had a chance to sculpt and craft something with time and resources and a team. Hmm. So this truly feels like the first time I'm getting a chance to do that.
That's good. So is Fight Song the sort of style that the album will follow?
Yeah, in some ways. There are other songs that feel as big and as anthemic and soaring, but then there are songs that are quiet and more from, yeah, just from a more vulnerable place. And then there are songs that are really uplifting and upbeat and fun and not so heavy. But there's gospel choirs and horns and some electronic elements. Oh my God,
and
me too. I just watched the U2 Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For with the Harlem Gospel Choir. We were just watching that on the bus yesterday. Oh my gosh.
Have you
what
seen
a moment.
The Nick Jonas Jealous one with the gospel choir?
No.
Oh, that's really good. The gospel choirs just seem to make everything better, don't they?
Don't they? I know.
They have like a magical touch.
I know. So I know.
Do we have like a release date for the album yet, or is that all under wraps?
We kind of do, but it's a little bit under wraps, but it's fall. It's okay. Coming out in the fall, yeah.
See, I always get confused because people always say fall, but I have no idea what the fall, what fall is.
Autumn. Because... How about autumn? Is that
autumn,
better for you?
Autumn,
someone just
perfect.
Told me autumn.
Yeah. Autumn. Yeah, that's exactly.
The Hit List.
The Hit List.
KMFM.